Okay, just Rod Gasford, his comment to you was the Rocket said he could hit. That was his comment to you. Bob Davis, and he hasn't, you know, we caught with him recently. He just wanted to know if you're still painting, and he wanted to just tell you hello.
Bob Davis.
Catcher. You remember him well.
Oh, yeah, big guy.
Yeah.
You know, he ended up going with the AAA manager over to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
He finished his year. He was very...
Him and Johnny Grubb was real good friends.
He was very, very nice.
Yeah.
Rusty Gerhall. his comment to you was, can I have a painting for every fungo I hit him during BP? And he wanted to tell you hello, and...
I'm surprised nobody said anything about my fielding. See, that was my... Now, they'd tell you that my fielding was bad,
mm-hmm.
but look at my fielding percentage and look at Dave Winfield's fielding percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
All right.
But Dave Winfield was a superstar, see?
Well, here's one for you. Randy Jones.
I talked to him yesterday.
Who was your first roommate with the Padres?
Randy was.
Randy. Here's the last one. And this is from John DiAquisto, because he's an artist. Okay, referring to your art. When you do an art piece, do you try to catch the emotional moment of the subject, their feeling, or what they're experiencing, whether it's a Native American piece or an athlete?
Never thought of that, if you want to know the truth. When you're painting, it's hard to capture a feeling, because the way you capture a feeling in painting is the tone of the painting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like the painting I have on the board now that I'm finishing up is a night painting. It's a KKK painting. So the color scheme is not a bright scene. It's not a happy scene. It's not a feel-good scene. It's more of a depression scene. It's more of a anger scene, because of the subject matter itself, plus the nighttime. So that's how you do that. You paint a painting to get feelings by determining the subject matter and what the subject matter is doing. So I don't necessarily, the ending thing is not something I'm thinking about, the feeling wise or the athlete or whatever, but the difference in an Indian Native American in a sports painting would be, usually in a sports painting, it's like Tony there. You want to use colors that's exciting. You want to use your arrangement of colors that's, you know, popping. So when you look at it, it really pops out at you. With a Native American, you use more of the tones of soothingness of that. Mm-hmm. That more of a spiritual feeling, more of a calm feeling, more of a downward feeling, more of an inward feeling, where sports is completely opposite. You know, the sports thing is something you want to jump out and give excitement. So that's how I would explain that.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much.
That was great.